How many different TV shows is British chef and hotelier Gordon Ramsay in, anyway? The enormously talented and somewhat mercurial, we hear, Ramsay is the central figure in the Fox TV reality series Hotel Hell, in which he teams up with the operators of struggling hotels to set things right. Maybe. The episode set to air tonight takes place in southern Oregon. Gordon Ramsay pays a visit to the Applegate River Lodge. Our guest is the co-owner of the lodge, Joanna Davis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It was an amazing experience, and it truly helped our family heal. So I'm really, really grateful for the experience. A little embarrassing at times, but, it was very positive.
So tell us about you and your ownership of the Applegate River Lodge. What's been the recent history of it with your
family? Well, 23 years ago, we actually bought the property, my husband and I at the time. Our children were 6 and 7 and a half, and we opened the restaurant with basically no experience at all. Quite interesting. And we had it for 5 years, and then we decided to build the lodge on a wing and a prayer, which was basically how we did it. And we built the lodge ourselves. Richard designed it, built it. Then I started doing weddings, and weddings has been kind of our saving grace as far as the financial end of it. Then about 10 years ago, Richard and I just didn't agree on anything, how to run it, how to treat the customers, and so on. So we ended up getting divorced. However, we didn't want to sell it. It was never built to sell and make money. Excuse me. It was more about a legacy for our children. So we kind of looked at the bigger picture and decided to try to work together. A little rocky at times, but within the last couple years, we've really worked through our personal issues and gotten back on track. And so, actually, Gordon, they called us. I didn't invite them, basically. I was like, how did you find us?
How did they?
Well, they said on the internet, and I think what happened, interestingly enough, again, when we were going through our really turmoil, Richard and I, we really weren't taking care of business, and I'm not proud of that at all, but we were just going through too many personal problems, and we did kind of ignore the business. And we had a lot of bad write-ups, obviously, and, well, deserved as well. So I think what happened is I know I had one on there that's still there from 2006 saying this was a lodge from hell. So I have a feeling one of their scouts must have looked, because they wanted Oregon, and must have found that somehow on the Internet, and gave us a call a year and a half ago, actually, and said they were interested in doing an episode. And I said, well, I have a beautiful hotel, I'm okay. And I thought, but, my two sons have not spoken for about a year. They're kind of in the same dilemma as Richard and I were, not getting along, not agreeing on anything. So when we had the opportunity, I thought, well, gosh, who am I to turn Gordon Ramsay down if he wants to come help me? So that's how it all came about, and they Skyped us, our family, and saw the interaction and thought, well, this is a good story. So I just feel really blessed that they were here. Like I said, there's going to be some embarrassing spots, but all in all, it was great.
I know there are some restrictions on the things you can talk about because they want to make sure that they're saving something for people to watch on TV.
Right.
But you said your kids were 6 and 7 when you bought the place. So how old are they now?
Dusty is 29 and Duke is 30.
Okay.
30
so
and a half.
It's been a long time since you got this into the family.
Yeah.
So
you
said they're not talking to each other. Basically, did a faction form? Was it like you and one of the sons and your husband?
No,
your ex-husband
no,
and the
no.
Other?
It was the two boys because our younger son, he and his wife are actually leasing the restaurant from us now. And my older son have different ideas of how it should be run. And so there was some confliction. Same kind of dynamic as Richard and I, not really agreeing on, well, this is the way it should be run and not and this and that. So there was some, problems there. But they've really come together, and we've all kind of come together pretty much. And it's back on track.
Joanna, had you heard of Hotel Hell before the experience, before you got contacted by
Well,
him?
Interestingly enough, I had only watched one episode, and I only could stand a half of it, of Kitchen Nightmares. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this guy's, ugh. So when he called, I thought, oh, man, do I really want him coming in here? But then I thought, well, if someone of that stature that's willing to help us, how could I possibly turn him down? So I wasn't really familiar. I had never seen the Hotel Hell, no.
So, but it's interesting that the process took a year and a half. So what's been going on over the course of that year and a half? You mentioned the original contact and Skype.
Yeah, okay, a year ago June, they came for 6 days. And, we worked through a lot of the issues. He gave us some great ideas, got the kids, speaking together and working together. And basically what he did, he helped heal our family. And it's just a whole bet. just so much better energy now out here with all of us working together. And he also really inspired all of us to really take pride in what we do here and to be gracious and thankful for the opportunity that we have and to be in this beautiful space. And, you know, the fact that we built it ourselves, it's a real personal place. It's not just like we came in and bought this lodge. We literally built it and hand-peeled all the poles. And, you know, it was quite a labor of love. So the thought of ever having to lose that was pretty devastating for me. So it was perfect timing for him to come, you know, and help us out.
Joanna Davis is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-owner of the Applegate River Lodge, featured tonight at 9 on Fox TV's Hotel Hell with Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay himself spent quite a few days at the Applegate River Lodge trying to fix things there. Join us on the Exchange if you have questions or comments, 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. I mean, given Gordon Ramsay's reputation, it seems like all the TV promos show him saying horrible things to people and throwing pots around the kitchen. It seems interesting that this is the person who gets credit for helping heal your family, but he's got a soft touch too, then, I'm guessing.
Oh, he's very. He was an absolute sweetheart, gentleman to me. Of course, you know, I was the mom, so, you know, he has a lot of respect for my position in the family as well as in the business. So I got treated very, very kindly by him. My kids, he let my kids have it pretty good, and Richard, my ex-husband, told him to basically get out of the business. So, but as far as me personally, he was just a complete gentleman. He was awesome.
So the cameras, the lights, the microphones went on for 6 days, I think you said, and of course extra people all around. I mean, I have to believe they arrived before, you know, they kind of set a few things up, because I did see some of the sneak previews and Gordon Ramsay walking in the door not finding anybody there, and the shots of your ex-husband in the back smoking weed.
Yeah, there was definitely a few setups. You know, you got to make a show.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like to have all the lights, though, and the cameras and the microphones and the extra people?
Well, at first it was a little intimidating, but, you know, after you get here early in the morning and you put your microphone on and you go about your business, and I found myself going, oh, my gosh, did I say that? Because everything is, everything's recorded. That's the scary part. I was not allowed to. I have no idea. I'm going to see it for the first time with everybody else. So I don't know how we're going to be portrayed. I don't know how they're going to cut and paste everything, because there's hours and hours of interviews and talks and confrontations. So it's going to be really, really interesting for me to see how they put us together and how we're portrayed. And what I do hope, my hope is that people can see the healing of our family and hopefully encourage them, and if they're having any family issues, to heal as well. Because, you know, life is short, and hatred is a cancer, and it's just not something that we should have in this world anymore. So I'm hoping people take that away, because that's what I truly got from it.
Is that what it got to between you and your ex? Hatred?
Pardon me?
Is that what it got to between
hatred?
Well,
it wasn't so much on his part. I was just disappointed in him, and I took it out on him, and I did get really angry, and I don't like to use the word hateful. Hateful is an awful, awful dark word, but it got pretty bad years ago. And like I said, I am just so thankful that I was able to release that feeling towards him and really look at the big picture of what we have here and how blessed we are as a family to have done this and be in this wonderful, amazing community. So I'm just really thankful, and that's what I wanted for my boys. I wanted that same healing that I felt, and Gordon, I think, really helped them see, you know, from an outside, see, gosh, kids, you have it made here. Look at this place. This is incredible what your parents have built for you. And you know, so it was great.
When did he leave? When was the last time Gordon Ramsay was there?
Well, let's see. He came on the 2nd of June. He was here, actually. I think he was actually here 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were here 6 days total.
All right. So, but last June of 2013.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the last time. Yeah. And we've done follow ups. We've done so many improvements since he's been gone. It's just, you know, I bought all new mattresses. I did just a ton of improvements. The restaurant's doing fantastic. The food is just amazing now. He brought in, encouraged us to use, you know, the organic greens and things like that. There's a couple things I can't say. You'll find out tonight. But
right. Have the online reviews improved?
You know, I take things very personal. I know I shouldn't, but I do. And I really get upset when I hear negative stuff about our business and our family, because I give this place 150%. It's my life. It's not a job. It's my life. And so when I get these negative comments, it affects me so much that I've decided this time that I'm not going to get caught up in all the negative comments. So I'm not even going to go online and look. You know, I'm going to keep my head in the sand, I guess, if you want to say that. But I'm just going to try to be positive. And that's all I can say.
I understand, again, we can't talk a whole lot about what actually happens over the course of the episode. And, of course, the advantage is you haven't seen it, so you're not quite sure either. But is there a difference between Gordon Ramsay on and off camera, or was he always on, essentially?
Well, you know, like I said, from my perspective, I had a whole different experience because he didn't get on my case about anything. I mean, he was, you know, like, how do you put up with his, you know, forced attitude towards me? But so I didn't feel that. But he did get a little angry with all of us, not me particularly, but at one evening that we had here in the lodge. It was real late, and that was a pretty heavy duty scene there. And he did lay into the kids and Richard. Yeah, and Richard him got into it a little bit. So it was a little scary because if he'd have walked out, it would have been devastating because, like he said, I don't have time to deal with this if you guys aren't going to listen to what I say. And he says, I'll just leave. And I said, oh, no, please don't leave.
That would be the worst of all possible worlds to have Gordon Ramsay actually leave your hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I guess he did that on one episode, and it just was devastating. So, no, but we stuck it out, and we listened to what he said. We changed, did with his ideas, and so it's really improved.
So this came to us, came to our attention through the publicity folks, and of course the publicity blurb is Gordon Ramsay checks into a hotel run by hippies. So
yeah, I know.
I mean, right off the bat, it makes you sound like...
Well, the thing is our clientele basically is hippies. We live in, we're Williams. I mean, that's our clientele, basically. And I love hippies. I have a hippie mentality. I believe in peace, love, and kindness and compassion, and isn't that what hippies are? So I'm not offended by calling myself a hippie, if that's what people want to think. But as far as the pot and all that's not my deal. That's not my thing, but to each his own.
We have a call here, actually, from Brad in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Joanna Davis, the co-owner at Applegate River Lodge.
Yeah, this is an interesting program. I'm going to try to catch that program tonight. As a minister, I've been out there a couple, three times doing weddings. And then the other night, I went out and heard Love Bite, a funk band with Jeff Pivar playing guitar, too. And it's just such a charming place. I don't know whether the people in Rogue Valley here in Southern Oregon realize what a romantic, beautiful place with friendly people that is. It's just a gorgeous building, lovely setting. So I'm encouraging people to go check it out.
All right. Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Vote of confidence. So how will you be watching tonight? I mean, where are you going to watch? Do you have a watching group come over? You want to watch this all by yourself in a quiet corner?
Actually, we're trying to get a screen. I don't have TV. I don't have a TV. So we're trying to hook up with the neighbors, get a cable run over to my property so we can have a big screen and watch it. We've got several people coming over for a barbecue. So that's the plan. I have a backup plan. A friend invited me up to his house. So if that's the case, I'll go up there. But I kind of want to watch it as a family. I think it'd be fun, you know, I think. I don't know. I hear they take things out of context, which is a little scary because, you know, we said so many things in that 6 days. And if they cut and paste it the way they want it, who knows?
You'll certainly see things out of time order. I can almost guarantee that from years of working in TV myself.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Joanna, do you have any friends in the Eastern time zone who will call you at 7 o'clock Pacific and tell you what you look like?
I don't. No, I don't have anybody in that time zone. No, no.
Huh, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
they could tell you whether you wanted to watch or whether you wanted to hide
exactly,
under the bed or something.
Exactly.
All right, so you want to watch it as a family. That'll still be interesting not only
to
experience it on your end of things, but also for the rest of us to see. So it's Hotel Hell on Fox TV, on whatever your Fox affiliate is, 9 o'clock tonight, right?
Yep.
All right, Joanna, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. Best of luck, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Joanna Davis is the co-owner of Applegate River Lodge with her ex-husband, Richard Davis, and we get to see tonight on Fox TV how well things went when Gordon Ramsay visited the Applegate River Lodge a year ago. Hotel Hell tonight on Fox TV. That'll do it for this first hour of the Jefferson Exchange. In hour number two, we'll talk to surgeon and poet Neil Hall about his life, his success, and being black in America.
Thank you.